Welcome to Journal Club for December 9th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. A few years ago, many of the local businesses in my neighborhood started switching to cashless point-of-sale systems. This made a lot of sense for them. Keeping a ton of cash in the registers invited robberies and after-hours break-ins. It was a headache they didn't need, so cafes, restaurants, and even local groceries started ditching cash entirely. On its face, this was fine for me. No big deal. I'd just go from getting my morning coffee with cash to tapping my card, or using a wallet on my phone. Easy, right? Well, no. For me personally, the transition was not easy. Not at all. Because my bank, who shall remain nameless, has what's got to be the worst fraud detection algorithm in the world. So I went through a period over a year where they would continually flag my card when I tried to use it. In the best case scenario, I'd be the guy at the front of the line in the coffee shop holding up the entire line while I called my bank to convince them that yes, it really is me buying this drink, just like it was yesterday and the day before and just like it will be tomorrow. Worst case scenario, they would instantly cancel my card and mail me a new one, and I'd spend the rest of the week waiting for my card to arrive and avoiding all the cashless shops until then. No matter how much I begged and pleaded with them to just turn the fraud detection off, they wouldn't. And this happened over and over and over. And then one day I realized something. They haven't frozen or canceled my card in a while. And it's been relatively smooth sailing ever since. Why did this happen? Why did it go from a system that flagged my shopping behavior constantly to one that seemed to work rather well? Did they change something? Did they upgrade something? Probably not. The difference I'm seeing is probably due to the fact that it's a learning algorithm. It's not a set of hard-coded rules, it's ML, and it has spent the last few years ingesting my buying behavior and determining what my normal pattern looks like. In the beginning, when I first started tapping my card, they didn't have any data for me, so they were probably comparing me to some base model archetype whose spending patterns look nothing like mine. But now, they know what I buy, when I buy it, and the model is customized to that behavior. But, wow. What a ride it took for me to get to this point. It just underscores the fact that fraud detection is way harder than it looks. It's hard to identify fraudulent behavior, and in my case, it's hard not to accidentally mislabel normal behavior. Why? Well, the primary issue is the imbalanced nature of fraud datasets that are used to train these models. Fraudulent transactions typically account for less than 1% of all transactions, and the skew complicates the learning process. Additionally, fraudsters frequently adjust their tactics, making static detection models less effective over time. Another issue is that traditional fraud detection models process data in fixed time intervals, limiting their ability to respond to real-time changes. Moreover, many conventional approaches fail to account for the contextual relationships between transaction elements, such as users, cards, devices, and bank accounts. Without these contextual insights, detection systems can easily overlook subtle fraud indicators. To help combat some of these issues, the researchers in today's paper introduce a new tool to add to the fraud detection arsenal. It's not a panacea by any means, but it is designed to be slightly better at certain things. It is a temporal graph network algorithm, a TGN algorithm, designed to detect fraudulent transactions by leveraging real-time event-based temporal graphs. A temporal graph network extends graph neural networks by incorporating the time, or temporal, dimension, allowing the model to track the timing of transactions and detect suspicious patterns as they unfold. Don't worry, I'm going to double back and define all of those things in a moment. For now, the important part is this. The proposed system models user interactions as a dynamic graph where nodes represent entities, like users and devices, and edges represent interactions, like transactions. By continuously updating the graph with new events, the model can identify emerging fraud patterns in real time. Okay, so let's go back. What are GNNs and TGNs? Graph neural networks, GNNs, are a class of ML models designed to process and learn from graph structured data. In a graph, data is represented as nodes, vertices, and edges that describe the relationships between nodes. Unlike traditional networks, GNNs leverage the connectivity patterns in graphs, enabling them to perform tasks like node classification, link prediction, and graph-level prediction. A core mechanism in GNNs is message passing, where nodes exchange information with their neighbors to build more comprehensive representations. For example, in a transaction graph, a user node might aggregate data from connected nodes representing credit cards, devices, and IP addresses, creating a context-aware representation useful for detecting fraudulent behavior. GNNs excel in processing complex networks because they exploit the relational structure within data. Traditional models struggle with such data due to its irregularity and non-Euclidean nature. GNNs address this by using permutation invariant functions like summation, averaging, or max pooling, ensuring that the learned representation remains consistent regardless of node ordering. In context of fraud detection, the ability to aggregate relational data helps detect subtle patterns such as shared devices among fraudulent accounts that would be missed by flat feature-based models. Temporal graph networks, TGNs, extend GNNs by incorporating time-sensitive interactions into the graph structure. Unlike static graphs, which capture a frozen view of relationships, temporal graphs model how relationships evolve over time. TGNs process sequences of time-stamped events, making them well-suited for dynamic environments like online payment systems, where transactions occur continuously. Each time a relevant event happens, such as a credit card being linked to a device or a payment being made, TGNs update their understanding of the network state. TGNs rely on event-based temporal graphs, that's ETGs, rather than snapshot-based graphs. Snapshot-based graphs divide time into intervals, creating discrete graph states that can miss important intermediate events. ETGs avoid this by treating each event as a unique data point with its timestamp. This continuous time modeling captures the exact sequence of interactions, enabling more precise fraud detection. For example, a fraudulent user rapidly linking multiple devices and cards would generate a sequence of time-ordered events that the TGN can process in real time, enhancing detection accuracy. So, what did the researchers build exactly? Well, MoneyPool, an online payment platform which employs one of the authors, provided a real-world dataset containing transactional records spanning from 2021 to 2024. The dataset included various types of user interactions, so card registration, device linking, bank account association, and IP address tracking. Each event was timestamped, creating a continuous stream of interactions. The dataset was big, 1.5 million vertices and 1.2 million edges. The researchers modeled that dataset using an ETG, an event-based temporal graph, where nodes represented entities such as users, cards, devices, and bank accounts, and edges represented specific events linking these entities, like card device or device bank account associations. The ETG format allowed for precise temporal representation by encoding events as time-stamped edges. The algorithm used for fraud detection was a message-passing temporal graph neural network, MPTGNN. This architecture processes the ETG through a sequence of modules. The message aggregation module collects features from neighboring nodes involved in a given event. The memory update module maintains state vectors for nodes, updated continuously as new events occur. The temporal embedding generation module computes embeddings through multi-head attention, capturing complex temporal dependencies. Each module was implemented using neural network layers. Training and evaluation followed a chronological split of the dataset, 70% for training, 15% for validation, and 15% for testing. This ordering preserved temporal dependencies and simulated real-time fraud detection. The severe class imbalance, so fraud cases accounted for only 0.5% to 1% of transactions, necessitated the use of class weighting during training. The loss function included weights inversely proportional to class frequencies, penalizing misclassifications of fraudulent events more heavily. So, how did this new system do? The primary evaluation metrics used were F1 score, AUC, precision, and recall. The F1 score balances precision and recall. It achieved its highest value of 0.45 when using the combined cards, devices, and bank accounts graph. Expanding the number of features from 43 to 118 further boosted the F1 score by up to 60%. The AUC, area under the curve, measures the model's overall ability to distinguish between fraudulent and legitimate transactions. This peaked at 0.75 when using IPs, cards, and devices graph. Precision represents the proportion of correctly flagged fraudulent transactions. It reached its highest value of 0.56 in the bank accounts graph when extended features were included. However, it dropped to 0.27 when using the devices graph with the same features. Recall indicates the percentage of actual fraud cases the system successfully identified. This was strongest at 0.82 when using the IPs, cards, and devices graph. The model consistently demonstrated better recall when additional features and event types were incorporated. So, what do these results mean? Well, if you're like me, these numbers aren't nearly as high as you might want them to be. Generally speaking, you're going to want to hear numbers in the 90s, not 80s, 70s, 50s, etc. But this just underscores what I talked about in the beginning. This stuff is really hard, and we just still aren't very good at it. Is this temporal graph system a step in the right direction? Probably. Do we still have a really long way to go here? Absolutely. So the next time your card gets declined or canceled or flagged, the next time you get an annoying push notification saying, "Was this you?" Just know that they're probably trying their best. They're probably incorporating the latest and greatest technology in running systems that are complex and rich and take a ton of work to implement. They're just still pretty bad at this. But little by little, we'll get there. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.